My name's Kendall. I'm 24 years old, and I am a NAMI presenter, so I'm both a lead presenter and a young adult presenter. So I do both sides of the presenting to elementary through high school students on mental health. I'm someone who has struggled with mental health conditions and mental illness for, I would say, about 70% of my life, and growing up, it was not something that was talked about in school, so a lot of my mental health conditions went unnoticed or undiagnosed for quite some time due to lack of knowledge. And so anything I can do to help spread education surrounding mental health and mental health conditions, along with getting more voices to destigmatize mental health. And it's just something I've been passionate about ever since I was diagnosed at first. I was officially diagnosed at the age of 11 or 12. Just the symptoms, the warning signs that I noticed affected my daily life in the sense of I was very withdrawn. It was hard for me to interact with other people my age because of some of the thoughts I was having. I was already getting picked on in school for other things other than mental health. So having that just really kind of added to the negative emotions I was feeling. It had me lose a lot of close relationships with my family members. My brother and I stopped being friends due to the things I was doing and how I was acting. I had a lot of anger issues and outbursts at home that caused a lot of stress to my parents. So it just negatively kind of affected every aspect of my life. The first person I brought this problem to would probably have been my mom or my dad. They kind of noticed how I was acting before I was ready to talk about it, because I didn't know any better, but they kind of realized, you know, some of the things I'm doing wasn't right. So they noticed it first and started me in therapy, and that's when I started opening up to them about some of the thoughts I was having or reasons why I was acting out the way I was. I wish I had talked about it at first, or I wish I had the knowledge to have known that it wasn't normal. But I think going to my parents first probably was the right thing for me. What helped me overcome this mostly was I was sent to a residential treatment facility in Utah when I was 15. And that was the first time that I really was engaged in therapy that was focused on the issues at hand instead of the behaviors, so a lot more of the cognitions. Also, I was around a lot of people that were going through similar things, some worse, some not as serious, but we all kind of were working the process together. So being able to relate to other people and have other people relate to me was a huge help in my recovery and treatment process. Throughout the process, yeah, I had both my parents were very supportive throughout everything. And then throughout my major recovery process, so high school age, I had a close group of friends that stuck by me through a lot of things that helped. The advice I wish I had at the time probably would have been either that, you know, everything you're feeling is valid, but you might be taking it out in negative ways, or just the fact that there are good people that have my best interest in mind, and not everyone is out to try to do harm. I would tell them first and foremost, they're not alone. And I know that sounds extremely cliche, but coming from someone who's lived through it, being told that by someone who had lived through it is more helpful than I can put into words. But also just that, you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel. It's just going to take some work, and things might get worse before they get better, but they will get better. I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that we have an inability to express happiness or positive emotions, that all the time we're just down and sad and depressed. However, it's not necessarily true. I have days where, yeah, that's absolutely the case. But then I also have days where I'm still able to laugh and hang out with my friends, It's just, I like to describe it as like my little gray cloud that I still can have sunny days and positive moments, but like there's always this tiny little gray cloud there just like waiting. So I think the biggest misconception is that it just kind of consumes us all the time, and that's not always the case. I hope that anyone out there who is experiencing any sort of mental health condition or mental illness or crisis, that, you know, they feel they have at least somebody they can go to talk to about it, because there are people out there who understand and who want to help and who will help.